With school set to resume in the Chattanooga area, childcare providers face new challenges. Katie Harbison is president of Chambliss Center for Children.
Katie, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us how Chambliss is operating at this time, several months into the pandemic, and as schools are about to return in some form or another.
Yes, it's certainly been the roller coaster of a ride. We closed down in March to only serve children of essential workers in our child care program. In May, we opened back to everybody who was previously enrolled with a lot of new procedures in place. So we're now taking temperatures at temperature check-in stations. All adults and children age 5 and over are wearing masks every day. We're hand washing every 30 minutes. We do not allow shoes in classrooms. There's a lot of additional cleaning going on. So it's a new normal. I think we're going to be here for a while, but we have not seen all of our children coming back, which has been interesting. I'm not sure what we were expecting. We didn't know what to expect, but only about 30 to 40% of our children have come back. So we're running at lower numbers right now, which is actually a kind of a good thing because then we have plenty of staff to do things like temperature checks and extra cleaning. So that's been kind of nice. But our biggest challenge, or I guess our biggest thing on our mind right now, is what's going to happen with the school system and what that means for school-age children, and then how we respond to that.
What are you hearing from parents?
I think a lot of our parents are concerned, rightfully so, about the pandemic. A lot of them are fearful of children going back into a childcare setting, especially into a building as large as ours with lots of children and lots of staff. So I think there's a lot of fear and there's just a lot of uncertainty about how this is affecting their children, not just from a academic standpoint, but also from a social emotional standpoint. So I know a lot of parents are really struggling with, do we send our children back to school because we think that's what they need, but then is that risking their health to do that? So I think there's a lot of unknowns and there's a lot of fear. And I think that's really the main feeling we've been getting from parents.
And then how are you and your colleagues handling all this?
We've gotten used to this new normal of some of us working remotely, some of us being in the office. Our teachers in our early childhood program have done an amazing job of adapting to all of these new masking and hand washing procedures. And we have had a few cases of COVID within our early childhood staff, but those have all come from exposure outside of the agency. So they've been with a family member or a friend who's had it. The nice thing, and the thing I've commended our staff on, is that we haven't passed it within the agency, which I think is really all we can hope for at this point. We can't stop community transmission. We can't keep people from being with their families, and I can't force people to wear masks when they leave the campus. So the best we can really hope for at this point is that we don't start spreading it between staff members on campus while they're working. And so far, we've been able to do that. So I think we've done a really good job of keeping up with the procedures and being really diligent about mask wearing and hand washing.
And of course, certain populations have been affected particularly hard, a lot harder than others. Talk to me about that in terms of the work that you and your colleagues do.
Yes, you're exactly right. We primarily serve an African American population, and we know from statistics and also just from our own personal experience that we have seen a disproportionately high number of COVID positive cases in the African American community when you compare that to their percentage of the population. And there are also studies, statewide studies, that show that in general, the African American community is also more cautious and potentially even fearful of the virus, rightfully so. So I think we have seen that when we had our very first case of COVID on campus from a staff member. I'll tell you, there was some panic and people very scared and upset. And I think a lot of staff members thought that it would never come here because this was their safe place. And this is a place they spent a lot of time. And a lot of our staff have worked there for many, many years and feel a real comfort and safety in that environment. So it was a little unsettling for people when we had our first case. But I think everybody has realized that, again, we can't prevent it from spreading through the community, and therefore we know staff members will be positive. But there is certainly a healthy dose of caution and fear surrounding that.
What are some of the things that you and your colleagues are just going to be looking for to keep yourselves safe, to keep everybody that you're interacting with and caring for safe in the next few weeks?
I think our big focus in the next few weeks, programmatic-wise and safety-wise, is really what's going to be happening with the schools. We are also trying to figure out how we can serve children whose parents have chosen option one or option two for them. And so trying to figure out how we set up classrooms to possibly have some children who are there all day doing their online school, and then to also have classrooms where we have children who are going to school a few days a week and who are only there 3 days a week. And how do we prevent those children from mixing so that the exposure remains low? Obviously, if a parent chose option two, which is the at-home, HCS at-home option, then they're concerned about the safety of their child. So we would not then want to mix a child who's doing the HCS at-home option with a child who's doing option one, which is the phased option. So there's just a lot of very challenging logistics to figure out how do we serve as many parents and children as possible, because we know there are so many families out there that are going to need support in this childcare world when they are trying to work and their children are going to school or maybe not going to school. How do we do that and balance the safety of the children and staff that we'll have there every day? So that's what we're working on now. And that's our main focus.
And meantime, if people want more information, where can they go online? Where can they call?
ChambliscCenter.org is our website. Our main phone number is 423-698-2456. We post volunteer opportunities on iHelpChattanooga.org, and we've had several of those lately that are mainly outside or in areas where children are not present, just to keep people safe. So we'd love to have volunteers and help in that way too.
All right, Katie, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.